As we ended last month's edition of Boots on the Air, none of us could have imagined what would play out with America's involvement in Afghanistan between then and now. The Taliban took over the country in 11 days. Our military conducted a massive and complex airlift to evacuate fellow Yanks, allies, and Afghans who had helped us. During that mission, 13 U.S. service members died in an attack by ISIS. We will honor those troops by name later in this report. Reactions in our country to the way the 20 years war ended ranged from abject sadness to forceful denunciations to a demand to invade Afghanistan again and stay for who knows how long, to questioning whether the whole war and loss of lives and national treasure had been in vain. The realities of last month came fast and brutally for U.S. veterans who served in Afghanistan. The government agencies and service organizations that care for vets reported an increase of inquiries, requests for emotional support, and yes, veterans' pleas for assurance that they are not alone in their anguish. And as always, the agencies and organizations answered the call. With us today from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Austin Veterans Center, is the director, Ms. Jane Olean. From the Texas Veterans Network at Combined Arms, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, former Sergeant Mia Garcia, who is the network's executive director. And also from Combined Arms, the community outreach manager, U.S. Army veteran, former Sergeant Earl Lundy, who served in Afghanistan and was wounded there. Jane and Mia and Earl, thank you for joining us on Boots on the Air. Jane Olean from the Austin Vet Center, soon after the Taliban took Afghanistan and the U.S. departures began, you told an Austin TV station about an uptick in calls to the Vet Center from veterans who had served in that country. Tell us, please, how the vets expressed themselves and whether what you heard was mostly supportive or critical of what was going on.
The uptick was seen initially following the Taliban's takeover, and it really was not supportive or negative towards the government. It was more about the emotions of what the veterans were feeling, struggling with their own sense of meaning and purpose of why we were there. Was my time wasted? Was what I did valued? The why of it. It really was not a political conversation. Even from our Vietnam veterans, it was an emotional conversation of, this is so hard to see. How are we ever going to get this right? Really did a lot of listening, supportive counseling around, in the moment, your being there was the right thing. It was why you chose the military, your profession. You were doing what you thought was right at the time, what you were told was right at the time. It doesn't devalue it because we're no longer there. We really try to stay away from the politics, and whether we support it or not doesn't matter. It's about the human and how are they feeling.
How is the Austin Vet Center responding to all this?
We've been sending out more information and literature through our social media. We also have a number of staff throughout the Vet Center system who are Afghan and Iraq vet. They're touching base with us. How are you all doing? How are your staff doing? What are you hearing? What do you need? So a tremendous outpouring of recognition and acknowledgement of the fact that our staff also have served, not just the people that we serve, but those who are serving the people we serve.
How often are veterans trying to reach out to help Afghan people who assisted them during their time in Afghanistan? And how are the vets doing in these efforts?
Certainly lots of concern for the human, no matter who that human was, whether it was someone who supported us or didn't support us and was just kind of caught in the village. Concern about how do we take care of humans.
Please say the website where vets can learn more or access services.
We are on the va.gov. website, and then there's a drop down and you go to Vet Centers, and we are located at 1534 South IH-35, Suite 100, 78704. We're just south of Riverside, and we have 24-hour call center for any veteran who is struggling after hours. They can call 877-927-8387. A veteran will answer the phone.
Jane Olean, the director of the Austin Vet Center, it's always a pleasure to have you on Boots on the Air. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate all you do to support veterans.
Mia Garcia from the Texas Veterans Network at Combined Arms, what are you and your organization hearing and experiencing from veterans of Afghanistan?
The news over the last few weeks has held us pretty heavy-hearted. As a Marine Corps veteran and I support a team of 9 other veterans, we don't take that news lightly, and we know that it's impacting lots of veterans and transitioning service members. So what we've done is just make sure that Combined Arms is opening their arms to any of these service members and letting them know that it's okay to talk about how you're feeling about the situation, and that there are people that are ready to support you, whether that be you wanting to talk to someone via peer-to-peer, or if you want to talk to a professional with mental health concerns. Whatever your need is, we are here to support and make sure you're connected to those organizations that will provide those services. By way of the Texas Veterans Network, we're serving 194 counties. We have 177 organizations that are part of our network, with 43 of those being national in scope. So we can serve veterans across the nation.
How often do vets describe a change in their attitudes about Afghanistan from when they were there to now?
Obviously, we've seen a dramatic change here recently. Many veterans are very hesitant to seek any mental health or really want to talk about what their feelings are. So what we've done right after Afghanistan fell, we had an opportunity for veterans to come and talk to one another about what their feelings were. And at that time, what many of the veterans experienced was that they saw that many of their peers to the left and right of them virtually were experiencing the same feelings. And they realized that it was okay to talk about what they were feeling. And we've continued that messaging by way of social media and reaching out to all of the 50,000 plus veterans that we've connected with over the years to let them know that there is lots of mental health resources available to them.
Mia, how much of the response would you say is about the vets' own military experiences, and how much is about national political aspects?
I've seen both. I haven't seen one or more of the other. It's challenging not to feel any political feelings, whether that be blame or if your time was worth it. So I would say it's probably a mix of both.
Mia, do you expect that a lot of troops will retire or leave service now that they are withdrawn from Afghanistan?
I think that with the ebb and flow of different wars, service members do usually transition after a war is completed.
Mia, what sort of services is the Texas Veterans Network providing to the veterans and their families?
All sorts of resources and services. Those services range from employment, career search and placement assistance, to getting help with your VA claim, volunteering, social connectivity, resources for veteran spouses, mental health resources, anything that a veteran could need from transitioning service member to veteran or veteran family member.
Please say the website.
So texasveterans.network is where any veteran can very quickly get connected to resources. And within 72 hours, our organizations are going to reach out and make sure you're connected to those resources.
Earl Lundy, you are the Community Outreach Manager with Combined Arms. Back in 2007 and 2008, you were a U.S. Army Sergeant in Afghanistan. How are you reacting to the end of the Afghanistan war, both intellectually and emotionally?
Continue to gather myself around my peers, and man, that's my support group that I need. So if I'm to bounce off my, there's a bunch of mixed emotions of how I'm feeling, but just going to one who I could trust, or whether it be my counselor or be my team at Combined Arms, who I know who serve, I'm able to talk to them about those different things that I'm feeling and everything, and have a true honest conversation and just deal with it the best way that I can. And the best way to do that is together.
And when you reach out within the community, what are you hearing from other veterans of Afghanistan?
All of us at this time is just have mixed emotions. A lot of us are frustrated, anger, or like we said, mentioned earlier, whether what we did was meaningful or what it did have, it did hold an impact, and does it matter now? And I think that's where, you know, we talk about, yes, it does. What we did out there, whatever branch of service that you did, do the best that you could for your country and for them as well. We have a lot of people that we really have made an impact out there while I was out there. Not only the impact that we had out there, but the bond that we created with one another as well. So those meaningful relationships, they continue to matter.
What was it like for you to watch the almost continuous news reports from Afghanistan over the past month?
Man, it's daunting and stressful. And I have to separate myself from that and everything and do that, because if not, I found myself in a darker hole where I don't want to go down like a rabbit hole. And so, like, so I said that, but that constant communication with my team and my battle buddies that I've served over there with, checking up on them and they're checking up on me, I think that was the best environment that I could put myself around, because watching everything unfold on TV is what put me in a great state of mind. And it took me back, because I did deal with PTSD. Of course, I was injured over there. And so a lot of mixed emotions came with that, but bring that back and bring back that camaraderie and talking to the veterans who I serve with and everything, who I serve with over there. They help us continue to keep each other afloat and help us get through this process that we're going through right now.
Have you or your group heard from any of the Afghan people that worked with you while you were deployed?
Yes. Some of the people that we worked with, they are safe now and everything. And that was a big part of us. Part of the people that we work with, our interpreter and everything, those guys, you know, they became part of our family. They became part of our brother. We were doing over there doing the same mission. And so to know that they're safe and their families are safe now, that was a big deal for us and everything. That would relieve some of the stress. But once again, it's still so much more that needs to be done. And as we are veterans and continue to serve, then that's exactly what we're doing. We're helping out. That's what we're doing. What can we do now? And let's continue to work and do our part with Combined Arms and helping the SIVs that are coming over with their families and doing our part, volunteering, seeing what they need, and continue to serve after the uniform.
Sergeant Lundy, when you were in Afghanistan, could you foresee the possibility of what we saw play out there last month?
When I'm over there, I wasn't thinking about however many years down the line. I'm thinking about today, tomorrow, and living in the present. You know, I can't predict what was going on, nor I was worried about that at the time. I'm just worrying about my battle buddies and what we're going to do tomorrow to make sure we come back home to our family and make sure our mission is complete while we're over there. And that was our main priority. That was our main focus, not what's going to happen in the future, but what can we do and what type of impact can we have today and tomorrow and in the time that we was going to have out there.
What would you say to veterans now who might be reluctant to seek help dealing with the aftermath of multiple combat deployments and the weight of those emotions?
One of the worst places you could be is by yourself and isolating. That's where the darkness truly sets in on us a lot. And we are getting in our own heads a lot. And I didn't know how to deal with that. Me personally, that's where I found myself in the worst places in my life. It was a battle after the uniform. I mean, after I got out of the military, I have a battle daily. You know, dealing with myself alone. One of the best things that I was able to do was get connected with organizations, like whether it was Wounded Warrior Project at the time, and got me out the house and speaking and to other peers about my situation. I didn't know that what I've been through, like millions of other people have been through at the time. And when I was talking to them, like, I see that, okay, I'm not alone in this. And a lot of times we put ourselves in that mindset, we're saying we're alone and I can't deal with this. But you're not alone. It's a lot of other veterans in your network and in your community that's dealing with the same things that you are, whether it be physically or mentally, about what's the next stage you want to do in life. So for me, you know, training what saved my life, not going to the gym and talking to other veterans that pulled me out, that was my therapy for me. And so find what works for you, whether it's art, drawing, or speaking to somebody, a family member or a friend or another veteran that you haven't come encounter with. But one thing you don't want to do is isolate yourself, because that's a dark hole that it's a very difficult time to get out of if you're doing it alone.
Please say the website where veterans can contact Combined Arms.
We could go to combinedarms.us, and they have the information there where they could contact our check-in team, or also create a profile and sign in if they want to know more about us as well and get connected to some of the resources that we have available.
Guests Jane Olean from the VA Austin Vet Center, Mia Garcia from the Texas Veterans Network, and Earl Lundy from Combined Arms, on behalf of all U.S. veterans and especially those who served in Afghanistan, a salute and an enormous thank you for all you do.